And well, Samaritan Press is providing emergency food and clean water for people in South Sudan who have been internally displaced by an ongoing conflict within the country. And they continue to provide emergency aid to refugees who have fled violence in the Nuba Mountains and other parts of Sudan. Good morning, Bennett, and welcome onto the show.
Thanks very much, Irene. It's great to be here.
All right. And now, just moving on, Samaritan Pass has been involved in a number of humanitarian interventions in South Sudan. So just break down for us the key areas of intervention so far.
Okay, well, you've mentioned some of them. Samaritan's Purse is an organisation that responds to emergency situations around the world. And in South Sudan, we're working together with WFP, with providing food to refugees and to people who were displaced. We also partner with UNHCR, as you mentioned, for people from the Nuba Mountains and from Southern Blue Nile, providing water and sanitation programs. And we also work with USAID for food insecurity and livelihood programs. Mm-hmm. After the conflict between North and South, Samaritan's Purse also rebuilt 512 churches around the country. And in every location, we work to partner with the local church so that we can enhance their capacity in their communities.
Right. While on ground, what have you witnessed and what do the people you interact with tell you?
Well, obviously, displaced communities, whether they're refugees or internally displaced, are in an ongoing, difficult, harsh conditions, and insecurity makes that a whole lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed, really, at the resilience of people to continue to find a way to manage in very difficult circumstances. And in one location, I know that people have very little access to health services and medications, and that makes them really frustrated. And at times, there are jealousies and tensions over very scarce resources.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a great sadness to see people in such difficult situations struggling to find some hope for the future, especially young people.
Indeed. All right, so what would you cite as a single most successful story of response by Samaritan Purse in South Sudan?
Yeah, I might mention just a couple of things. In Southern Leech, what's previously the Southern Unity State, we had an innovative program where we were working to provide water for that community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult location to get heavy equipment and resources to, so we implemented some hand drill systems. So with those hand manually drilled wells, people were able to start some irrigation activities to enhance their food security, and that was very exciting for us to see that work.
Mm-hmm.
In the north of the country, in Upper Nile area, we have a hospital in Maban, and in that hospital I was able to meet with a woman who came to our maternal health service. She'd had, in fact, this was her fifth pregnancy, and she'd lost four children. All of them had been born premature and had died within a few days of giving birth. She was in our maternal health section again, pregnant and about to give birth, and clearly she was certain that this baby would die also, but our staff were able to spend an extended amount of time with her and encourage her, and as the baby was born, to encourage her to look at the baby and to hold the baby and to make sure breastfeeding commenced. And fortunately, after a few days, that baby was strong. And just recently, the mother has returned, along with her husband, to tell us how excited she is now to have a live baby.
Wow.
And I'm sure without that interaction and the close attention of our staff, that might not have been possible.
Indeed, it wouldn't have been possible. Well, what in your view is the best way to support the children and women who have been the worst affected by the conflict?
Well, of course, food, water and sanitation are really important things, and we're engaged in those things in most of the locations where we work. Women are far more vulnerable to malnutrition and to waterborne diseases. So empowering women through training in nutrition and sanitation is really important, and we're involved in those kinds of activities. But protection for women in ongoing crisis and uncertain situations is so important.
Mm-hmm.
As well as education for children. So I've mentioned a whole lot of things there, I guess.
Yes, you did.
But education for children, I hear that so many times, that people are so concerned for their children and the future.
Very paramount. Is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you would like to share with us?
Just Samaritan's Purse, I guess, are excited to be here with the people of South Sudan. We've been here for a long time and we long to see peace, mm-hmm. as I know so many people do.
I too. Thank you so much, the director of Samaritan Press, and that is Mark Bennett. Thank you so much for coming to the studios, and also feel free anytime to come and update us more on the activities that you will be doing.
Thanks so much, Irene.
All right.